This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. An American pastor, just after being freed from Turkey following nearly 2 years in detention, knelt next to President Trump at the White House and prayed for him.
Lord God, I ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit on President Trump, that you give him supernatural wisdom to accomplish all the plans you have for this country and for him.
Andrew Brunson, an evangelical Christian, also expressed his appreciation for the strong pressure by the U.S. government on Turkey to win his release. Mr. Trump said he was grateful to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for Brunson's release. Brunson had been charged with terrorism and espionage in connection with the 2016 failed coup in Turkey. President Trump is weighing in on Saudi Arabia's possible role in the disappearance of a Saudi rider last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. That story now from AP's Ben Thomas.
As of this moment, nobody knows what happened.
But President Trump says it's not looking good for Jamal Khashoggi, and he'd be very upset if it turns out that Saudi Arabia did order his killing. The Washington Post columnist is a U.S. resident and a critic of the Saudi government. Trump says the U.S. response would be tough, but asked whether that might include canceling arms sales, he says,
I actually think we'd be punishing ourselves if we did that.
Trump adds,
if they don't buy it from us, they're going to buy it from Russia, or they're going to buy it from China, or they're going to buy it from other countries.
And that, he says, would cost American jobs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Two blasts in the Somali town of Baidoa have killed at least 15 people, wounded more than 30. The Al-Shabaab extremist group, which controlled Baidoa between 2009 and 2012 before being driven out by Ethiopian-backed government forces, claim responsibility. This is VOA News. 15 migrants were killed when their truck veered off the road. It happened in western Turkey and crashed. There was no immediate details about the nationalities of those migrants. Came a day after Saturday's 11 migrants being killed in Greece when their car collided head-on with a truck. The migrants were said to have been recently crossing over the border from Greece, to Greece, that is, from Turkey. A deadly storm hit a hiking camp on a Himalayan peak in western Nepal. That story now from Reuters' Ed Giles.
A group of South Korean climbers have been killed in Nepal after their expedition on a Himalayan peak was hit by a storm. Nepali police said that at least seven climbers were killed in the accident, including the South Koreans and their Nepali guides. Nine climbers in total were missing after the storm. Police said the seven bodies were found by villagers who reached the base of the remote Mount Gurja in the country's west. The area is very difficult to reach by foot. It's Nepal's worst climbing accident in 2 years.
That is Reuters' Ed Giles reporting. Malaysia's former Deputy Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim cemented his return to politics with a win in Saturday's parliamentary election. Repeating a gain in a seat, that is, in parliament moves to 71-year-old politician a big closer, to Malaysia's 93-year-old Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, who said that he'll resign in 2 years to make way for Anwar. Anwar and Mahathir teamed up against to defeat Malaysian Najib Razak and the ruling coalition. That happened earlier this year. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was released from jail. That happened today. He had been detained for 50 days, facing a string of charges for his opposition activism. In March, he was barred from participating in the country's presidential election because of a conviction on financial crimes, charges he contends were fabricated. Pope Francis has defrocked two more Chilean bishops accused of sexually abusing minors. Advocates for abuse survivors have long complained that the Vatican's secrecy was too much to deal with on these matters. Vatican spokesman Greg Burt said there is a new trend in the way on the Vatican Hill where they will announce the results of investigations of bishops accused of sexual abuse.
We have to remember the victims of abuse here. It's important for them to know that someone is no longer a priest, and it's important for them to know why he's no longer a priest, why he's been defrocked. This is even more essential in the case of a bishop.
The Pope has been under fire for his handling of abuse cases for years, but observers are saying the issue now is threatening his credibility and his legacy. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell from VOA in Washington. The weekend is upon us once again, and I've got a fantastic show for you. First of all, two musical guests are here in the studio from Kampala, Uganda. Well, that's Mauro. Hey, Mauro.
Hi.
And Shane Palko. Shane is from rural Pennsylvania.
How's it going?
Good. You'll get to meet them and listen to some of their beautiful music and find out what they're doing in D.C. all throughout the show. Plus, my playlist. My playlist, peeps, is awesome. I created a Pan-African mix of live band music from Malawi and Ethiopia, smoking Afro-pop and Afro-beats tunes from Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Tanzania, and Cameroon, and then two gorgeous popular folk acoustic songs from Mali and Zimbabwe. Also, reporter Bill Odidi brings us a musical report from Nairobi. He sits down with Kenyan poet and rap artist Kennedy Ombima, a.k.a. King Kaka. And on a sad note, Kenya lost one of its pioneers of Kikuyu popular music, Joseph Kamaru. We'll pay tribute to him with one of his best-loved songs near the middle of the hour. And finally, I wrap up the show and send you off dancing into your work week with a South African glam banger sung in Swahili. So you see, you need to stick with me, starting right now. So crank up your speakers, and here we go. From Malawi, here's the youth band Xanthu of the popular youth radio drama series Xanthu Pa Waelisi. The Xanthu Band. Hello, Mulibwanji Nonse. This is Music Time in Africa. We're diving into the hour with Pan-African pop hits. Here's Famous from Sierra Leone with Brighter Future.
So on the baby where they woke me at, where don't make me feel it, say, I'm not man enough, I no get nothing for offer. So on me party where look down on me, where don't make me feel it, say, my life no go become something, yeah. And they walked away. All the people who promised for help me, they say come office today, tomorrow, next tomorrow. The story not just the same, but I refused to give up. I kept on hoping, I kept believing. Now everything don't change. Me brother see me life now, it don't get better now. Fly to Dubai now, hey, with me baby now. Anything I like, that they buy now. Turn up, cause me I let it turn down. I let it run down. I'm looking forward to a brighter future. I'm moving ahead. I never stop for nothing. I'm looking forward to a brighter future. I'm moving ahead.
With his 2017 hit single, Brighter Future. It's music time in Africa. Next up, Ethiopia's premier rock group, Jahno Band. And then we'll meet my very special musical guests, Shane Palko and Maro. This is Hamsa, one of my favorite tracks from Jahno Band's sophomore album, released in 2018. Interesting factoid, Jahno became the first Ethiopian band to feature on Koch Studio Africa in 2017.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? What's up? I'm Adam, a.k.a. Go Get 'Em, a.k.a. Special Delivery. And you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Keep it locked. Booyah!
Okay, so let's meet my studio guests.
Hello, my name is Shane Falco. I am from rural Pennsylvania, and I'm a folk musician and socio-environmentalist. I've been touring for about 7 years, for at least half of the year. I've been playing music my whole life. It's a really cool way to connect with culture. I've been to over 25 countries for official shows now, and more than 60 to just jam and have fun. I like to mix some scientific research and some community work, and then a lot of fast-picking folk guitar with some yelling in there, and have a good old time.
And hey, my name is Maro Older. We're from Jinja, Uganda. Kampala is our capital. And I do music that I would love to call Afro R&B because I fuse the two. I'm in love with charity or social, you know, works. So that's how we actually meet up on the way. And we love to give back and all these things. So we do music for the pleasure, and we do music for business. We also do music just to have fun with other people. So we love to collaborate with many artists. And I am right here in DC, and I'm privileged to be on this show that talks about Africa, because I feel like Uganda is represented.
Yeah, thank you. So later in the show, you're going to perform live together, but let me ask you how you actually met. Like, where and what was the situation?
That's a long, crazy story.
Oh, really?
Well, we were both asked to play at Chubagia, which is a celebration for the King of Busoga, and it's in Butembe Stadium in Uganda. Yeah. And it's a very big celebration for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And then they asked us to write a song together, and maybe you can talk about that, Maro.
Yeah, this is the biggest event in the region because we still have the kings. So
this is in your region, Jinja.
Yeah, so the kingdom is called Busoga, and the King of Busoga is present. And guess who they asked to sing the song for the king? It was me and Shane. So we stood there.
No pressure, right?
Like 10, yeah, it was like over 10,000 people in the field. And we had to sing this song and also our other songs. And it was, boom, it was the start. So we decided to do more music, and we have an album in stock for you.
What was the name of that first song that the you sang song, for the king?
It's called Come and See.
We'll get to that later. For now, though, peeps, we're going to just hear Maro's song, Give Thanks.
Friends who they give me advice, for the enemies who make me advance, teachers and the legends for the foundation, for my 89 good decisions, for the media across nations, and the media denomination. God knows,
is great. So that's Give Thanks by Maro, singer-songwriter from Uganda, who's here in the studio with me today. Love that song, Maro.
Thank you. It's about giving thanks. So if I knew I was coming here, I would already give thanks through the song.
Well, maybe you can write a song later in the future.
Do. Yeah, true.
Put my name in there.
Another one.
Yo, way.
Yes.
So I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is, why don't you tell us?
This is Music Time in Africa.
Oh, yeah. Ali Saleh Kiba, born 1986, better known by his stage name Ali Kiba, is a Tanzanian recording artist and singer-songwriter. He's one of Tanzania's biggest music exports. In 2016, he signed a deal with Sony Music Entertainment, and in 2017, he became the director of Rockstar 4000, a major artist management company in East Africa. Here's his latest single, Mwambie Sina. It features a bunch of other up-and-comings, and it's just awesome.
Moko, now Sina lala, Sina, Mwambie, kila kimtazama. Wakina, kiukweli, mwambie silali. Tena nani kwa tabu, kwa kemi sinali. Mina penda yeye tu. Sina, mwambie, eno dawa ya. Sina, mwambie.
The latest Ali Kiba from Tanzania.
We love Music Time in Africa.
Now for some sad news. Legendary Benga artist Joseph Kamaru died on Wednesday, October 3rd. Kamaru was born in 1939 in Kangema, Muranga County. He was what we call in the U.S. a rise from your bootstraps success story. As a kid, he had nothing and hawked his clothes in the streets of Nairobi to survive. but he loved music and managed to release a hit song in the 60s. By the mid-70s, Kamaru was a household name in Kenya. Many of his songs are widely loved for their relatability to everyday life and use of wise sayings. Kamaru enjoyed warm relationships with three Kenyan presidents, from its very first, Jomo Kenyatta, to President Moi and President Kibaki, although the relationships turned from good to bad with the first two. This was one of his biggest hits, Ndari ya Mwarimu, a rebuke of illicit affairs between teachers and their pupils. Was Ndari ya Mwarimu by the great Joseph Kamaru. May he rest in peace. Here's Dambe by Madina Ndiaye, a Malian singer and kora player. Dambe in Bambara means virtue. Madina sings in praise of African virtues and encourages all Farafin, Black Africans, to be proud of their heritage wherever they go in the world.
Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays okay. at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right. Hello, darlings. If you're just joining us, special music guests Shane Palko and Mauro are in the house. Hey, guys.
Hey. It's good to be here.
It's nice to have you. So let me ask you, what are you doing in D.C.?
First, I've come to D.C. to record with another artist.
Okay, this is Mauro speaking.
Yeah, Mauro. Yeah. So I've come to do a song with one of the artists here. We drove straight to him in that night. Last night.
Oh.
Yeah, so that I can make this happen. After here, then go straight to the studio and
finish
do
up
something.
The yeah. album or just a single?
I'm just doing a single with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Shane, you spent time in Uganda. How much time have you spent there? And what makes Uganda special to you? I mean, you told us about the King story already.
Yeah.
But beyond that.
Well, what makes Uganda my Ganda?
It's his Ganda.
Oh.
It's his Ganda.
That's a cute word from my 2-year-old niece. And yeah. She lives there. I have family that live there. I've been touring all over the globe for a long time. And so I just try to book really good concerts as close to the people that I love. So I went there to play a few shows and see my family. And that turned into, what, 4 trips so far? And
yeah.
One album and a couple music videos and more plans for the future. So you start where you have a connection and see what else can happen.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Now, you've been doing, as you say, music for several years. You have 6 albums out?
I just released my 9th.
Oh, my God.
So,
well, how old are you? Because you don't look, you
well,
know...
Well, no, I'll be 12 forever, in my opinion.
No, but really, how old are you?
I'm 29 at the moment.
All right.
This past summer, we'd recorded one together, and I yeah. recorded a mobile album commissioned by parliament members in Tanzania. So I crossed Tanzania with a producer named Zuli yeah. that works with Mauro yeah. very much.
Our official producer
yeah.
back in Uganda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was able to get funding for the two of us to travel across Tanzania and record a mobile folk album together. And
wow.
so I'll be putting that out right at the start of the next year.
It's called Home Places. The album's going to be called Home Places.
I can't wait for this. But in the meantime, let's hear one of Shane's songs. We've already heard Mauro's, so let's hear one of your solo songs. I like the one called Looking Out My Window, is it?
Yeah, Staring Out the Window.
Staring Out the Window.
I'm staring out the window, watching the window, wondering how it feels on my skin. Wow.
All right. That was Staring Out the Window from your album, Madison Drive, mm-hmm. by Shane Palko. Half of the duo Shane Palko and Mauro, who are my studio guests today. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. There's still more to come. More music from Shane and Mauro. Song of the Week, an interview from Nairobi with King Kaka, and awesome jams like these next two. Back to back by female artists Cuppy from Nigeria and Renice from Cameroon.
Baby body looking like a ranger. More like a lantern. Baby, leave your friends like a solo. Why like a solo? Hey. Fine body, set body, wait, wine, I'ma get work for me. Ha. Fine body, set body, baby girl, come and just work for me. Ha. Onikin ni so si be, onikin se un si be, onikin wo little badana mo madaku si be. Body yeah, sticky sticky, odun bi po tri sticky, where you move it, I'm more, hey, un sticky sticky. Mommy, work, 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 yeah. Mommy, work, 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 yeah. Mommy, work. Work, 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 mommy, work, 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 mommy, work, 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 mommy, work, 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 work.
Boy, you, are you gonna spend though? Put Cuppy in a bando. Wait, wait, Cuppy in a Rari. Tell me where you wanna go. Oluwa Cuppy need me. I got the green light, baby. I make them touch the ceiling. I make them scatter building. Back it up, back it up. Money day, oh yeah, rack it up. Turn it up. Turn it up, oh my girl, them, oh yeah, walk it up. And if you know Sabi, make it go Sabi. And if you misbehave, I go tell daddy.
Mommy, work, work, work. Mommy, work, work, work. Mommy, work, 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 work. $1,000 for Necker. $1,000 for Sick. $1,000 for any girl. We go take care of daddy.
Shawty got a figure eight, but she walking 95. She dey ask for 100K. But I dash at 95. Her boyfriend be stalking me. That left her what terror. Situation is critical. She can't say. She don't want this. She don't want that. She don't want people thinking that. She don't want this. She don't want that. She don't want G-G-G-G-G-G. Now back it up. Back it up. Money deep. Oh, y'all rack it up. Now turn it up. Turn it up. All my sexy girls come turn it up.
Mommy, work, work, work. Mommy, work, work, work. Mommy, work, 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 work. $1,000 for Netta, $1,000 for Sick, $1,000 for any girl, we go take care of daddy.
Skooky, oh shit.
I'm in Africa, y'all.
Nobody can come between me and you. When they know say my love for you is true, then fi say where they want for say, do till where they want for do. Bet they know say my love belongs to you. My baby, wine for me.
Wine for me.
Me I go wine for you.
Wine for you.
My baby, wine for me.
Chaka background bana mengwe shang kong ni chanar kong ni mo itaba chang kang. Anytime I day on top she come unannounced. Love me I go love you all thing go balance. Tell me how much she cost so pay her attention. I go borrow money put credit for call your attention. I follow LAU and Eddie follow cafiage. Now you where I go take and go show reme for village. No be count stay I cover stay when I can Eddie go me. Like I made you blast me drive me I deny Eddie go me. I be Joe, Mem, Joe, where so get Bamina. Them do ne, so tatti mina.
Nobody can come between me and you. When they know say my love for you is true. Them fi say till where they want for say. Do till where they want for do. Bet they know say my love belongs to you.
for you.
My baby, wine for me.
Wine for me.
Me, I go wine for you.
Wine for you.
My baby, wine for me.
Wine for me.
Me, I go wine for you.
Wine for you.
See the rain come down, waterfall. Me go day day for you when you call. Respect your body like na church. Promise you go catch me if I fall. See the rain come down, waterfall. Me go day day for you when you call. Respect your body like na church. Promise you go catch me if I fall.
If you want say, make I give them for you. Give them for me.
Jumbo Africa, hakuna matata. Jumbo Africa, hakuna matata. Hello everybody, this is Japan, and you're listening to The Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
And this is the song of the week.
All right, hello Kwame.
Hey, hey, hey.
How are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm fine. So tell me about this song of the week you picked out.
Okay, so this time you're going all the way to Zimbabwe.
Woohoo!
yep. And we have a song by a legend, Oliver Mtukudzi.
Ah, that's Tuku.
Mm-hmm. And he's presenting us with Neria.
Now, why did you pick this song?
This song is a very solemn song. You know, it's very strings heavy, and it just encourages people who have lost someone or are in a bad space, because Oliver was coming from a place of, you know, be bold, have strength, you know, hold on tight. I'm just gonna read something that sort of translates what he's saying, because he's singing in Shona. He says, "Don't be disheartened, Neria. God is with you." So Oliver is speaking from a place of a brother speaking to a sister,
okay,
encouraging her because she just lost her husband. So then he's saying, "Don't be disheartened, Neria," who's his sister. "God is with you. May your heart be strong. God is with you. Death is jealous. It separates those in love. Don't be disheartened, my sister. God is with you."
Neria. Neria. Uzaore moyo ganderia. Maria ndiwe. Uzaore moyo ganderia. Maria ndiwe. Kuvirwa nemurume andwa zvino namoyo wekushinga uzaore moyo ganderia mwari anewe uzaore moyo ganderia mwari anewe mwari anewe ganderia mwari anewe.
So that was Neria by Oliver Mtukudzi.
Very
from
beautiful.
Zimbabwe, yeah. Yes. And that was Song of the Week.
Oh, yeah. All right, music lovies. Now let's go to Nairobi and meet Kennedy Ombimba, a.k.a. King Kaka.
Thank you very much indeed, Heather. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi, and today I'm introducing you to a Kenyan poet and rapper, Kennedy Ombima. He's popularly known as King Kaka. He grew up in the rough ghettos of Nairobi, started writing his own music when he watched his brother, who used to rap after school. King Kaka has used his talent to transform his life and is now one of the best known Kenyan artists. He's got 4 albums to his name and is just about to release his 5th. He runs his own Kaka empire, including a recording studio and artist management company for new talent here in Kenya. Now, we're going to hear from King Kaka in a moment, but first some of his music. And this is a song that talks about his troubled relationship with his late father, who died when Kaka was just 6 years old. It's called Papa.
Wimbo ni wako baba, natarajia uko salama. Nakumbuka ulivyokazana na sura yako baba, nitakumbuka.
Okay, siwezi wadanganya, misi kuwa poa na my father. Nilijona kwa macho zangu aki disagree na mother. Kifaranga itakuwa jogo, wonekana yai kitagwa. I was a kid in 93, naikumbuka kama jana. And that's why I rarely talk about him. Na nilipromise mom next day, tenda kumuona hosi. Deep within I was bitter, jua kadhazi kapita. Machozi kwa giza but na smile in disguise. Ati ni mwache pone kwanza, ndio pate nguvu ya kuapologize. Zadi alitumana, I always blame myself for that. Fursa tu, nikakata kusema goodbye to dad. Yo kitu ni umagi wa leo, wimbi zangu zimepotea hotel.
Who's King Kaka? What's his background? Basically I loved music from the beginning, but my brother used to rap. So I really wanted to be like my brother. So eventually I finished high school and I realized that I really love poetry, so I used to write a lot in the house. Yeah, so after that I recorded my first album.
You think we can pick something from the early days? I mean, yeah. What would you like us to play?
Let's pick something from the early days. There's a song of mine called Dodoma. I remember when I released that song and it got played in one of the big TV stations, I became a star in the hood. I was like, yo, we just seen your video. It was a major also breaking point for me.
Okay, go ahead, introduce the song for us.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is King Kaka, Dodoma, a real true story, featuring Harry Kimani, produced by DJ Luke.
Tuesday kama nyingine, naelekea train stationi. Mafikra ni nazo, kusu marehemu beti. Moyo wangu likuwa shamba, na yali kwa mbegu, nilimimizia maji. Nikijua takuwa mti mrefu, kumbe bado ya kuku ni mayai, na ya Mungu ni mengi. Huku mafikra na nibana, wanasheria na nisaka. Uomu wawili, walijitambulisha kama polisi, na liofuata ni hao.
Kuni dadisi dadisi.
Walitaka naendike matukio,
kamili kamili.
Tunilanikana na beti, siku za mwisho kabla kifo. Na liopatikana kwangu yanatia kesi uzito. Bidhaa kutoka da ya wizi toka Dodoma, siamini na shangaa. Sana sana ni uoga kwa vile ni kesi kubwa ndani Mwanza, Tanzania. Nilishikwa kama suspect mwenye bidhaa na nia, nikatupwa gerezani Nairobi industrial area.
Betty, Betty, mbona umeniacha, akilini ninazo picha zako.
That song is called Dodoma, which is of course the name of a city in Tanzania. The tune is by a Kenyan rapper called King Kaka, and it's a true story about a Tanzanian girl that he fell in love with and only later discovered that she was involved in crime when she was shot dead by the police. What a story. Now you obviously have some really deep issues in your music. What message do you want to convey?
I want to inspire. Just the fact that now I'm King Kaka and I was this guy living in the ghetto and we couldn't afford 500 bob rent. And now I'm royalty.
Watu niko show you pige story zako. Wona dani niko underdressed juu nimevaa half coat. Sai wengi wanaomba kili yangu, ingekuwa na subtitles. Na road to success inakuanga always under construction. So niko in good terms na Mungu, na yeo ni papasho. Nilikuwa natumwa duka nikiwa mtoi, naona nifaa sana. Mwenye duka likuwa na smile juu nilikuwa na stama. Kindness unaona kipofu na usikizo na kiziwi. Nataka nione faa, naraukia passport kigiri, sababu nina goals in life but wanazi shika kao rigi. Niliambua shoka ndogo wangusha kubwa mti, na kifo tu doineza tibu upumbava.
So the first album was called Tales of Kaka Sungura. What was the reception to the album? Wasn't that the first album, or you had released something on the streets before that, mixtapes and stuff like that?
No, actually I have 4 albums now. I'm about to do my 5th, and I have 8 mixtapes.
Wow.
Each 17 songs.
Final track that we're going to play as the conversation comes to an end.
There's a song I did recently. It's titled Round 2, where I introduced a new act called Bithi. He's a good artist. He's a good rapper.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, introducing Round 2, featuring Bithi, the Kamba boy. Yeah, Kaka, it's been wonderful speaking to you. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you very much, man.
Wally done, attitude na Malaysia round one.
Where watcha?
Sit back, relax, fam.
Where watcha?
King Kaka from Nairobi in Kenya with the track Round Two, and we thank him for inviting us to his comfortable little studio here in Nairobi. I'm Bilo Gidi for Music Time in Africa. Let's head right back to Heather Maxwell.
Thanks, Bill. Shane Palko and Mauro are in the house. Hey, guys.
Hey.
So you have a new album, your first collaborative album, right?
Yes.
And it's coming out soon. Yeah. And you have this song called Come and See that you've already released, and you have a great music video for it. I just love, I can't stop watching that thing. I love it. What is that instrument in the background, the string?
Yeah, my producer calls it the thido, but I would love to say it is a Ugandan violin, because it's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You have a stick that has a string and it's bowed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have this other string, but you use your fingers to get the chords.
So is it a two-string or a one-string?
It's just one string.
Oh, man. You know, in some countries they call that one string.
Well, it is one string.
I wonder how they came up with that name, really.
I don't know, because they saw one string.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Well, would you guys like to perform? You want to say anything about the song before you start?
We gave it as a gift to the kingdom of Busoga.
And when I say Idobone means come and see. So we were trying to call you to come and see Uganda.
And when I say come and see, it means Idobone. Come and see.
Yes.
When the river flows, I flow too. There's a winding road that I will walk with you. Pearl of the continent, far from the sea. Before the sunset, there's so much to see.
Idobone,
come and see.
Idobone,
come and see. Show you the beauty, the stone and the river, the sun and the trees. You see me, I see you in a new light. Beauty will last the darkest night.
Ayo, 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 oh. 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 Dindu, 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 dindu. Nayende nai dinda, sendi wai dinda. So much love in the air. Can't you see? Are we really just jubilate for the beauty? Awa bari wa ole non encho. Bariwa ira, bariwa oido. Come and see, come and see, yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
That's
thank
so you nice. Much. This thank is you. Shane Palko and Mauro.
This is Lyra from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right, peepas, here's the last tune of the hour, that gom hit I promised you at the top of the hour, Huku.
Mimi, mikisi unanipenda, huku na mimi.
with Huku, and that concludes today's show on Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Thanks for joining me today, and special thanks to the music duo Shane Palko and Mauro for joining me in the studio today. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Do you have anything you'd like to say before we sign out?
I'd say I would love to come back and for you to
visit. I like that. Oh, I like that even better.
I'd say I'm really thankful for the chance to make music with so many people around the world. It's been pretty beautiful.
And for you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so also thanks to King Kaka and to Bill Odidi in Nairobi and to Kwame Ofori from the English to Africa service of the VOA. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And on Saturdays and Sundays, 5 minutes past the hour of 09, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Finally, you can always reach us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, peoples, stay beautiful and stay blessed.